Welcome back to the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach. This is episode 7, right?
I believe so.
7.
Yeah.
Lucky number 7. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Episode 7, but it's been going on for 8 weeks, so happy 2 months.
True, happy 2 months.
Because we skipped a week.
So, yeah, let's just jump into it.
All right.
Do you want to start with the topic or do you want to start with sports guessing?
Sports guessing.
The logo guessing.
Yeah, it's good to...
Okay.
That one
well,
out first.
Last week you went 6 out of 9.
Best which is week yet.
Best week yet. You nailed 2 perfectly, mm-hmm. And then the third one was tough.
That's all right.
This week we're running out of ones that are obvious, iconic sports logos.
Really?
So, I'd say that this week none of them are iconic per se, but okay. I don't think it's definitely not the hardest week. I'm not trying to set you up for failure, but genuinely, I just don't think it's like the hardest week.
Okay.
Okay. Team 1.
I think I know this one.
Okay, let's see.
Is that Miami Heat basketball?
Boom. 3 out of 3 to start.
That one is iconic.
Okay.
In my mind.
I'd say.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, they're
who plays for them?
Decently iconic. Right now, Jimmy Butler. They just traded for someone. I don't know.
Who does LeBron James play for?
He played for the Heat. So he started.
I think I saw it in Space Jam.
He started with the Cavaliers. And then he went to the Heat.
Yeah.
And then he went back to the Cavaliers. And then he went to the Lakers.
Okay.
So he was on the Heat. He won, I think, 2 or 3 NBA finals there.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
Because in Space Jam, they, like, talk about him a lot and, like, talk about the different teams he was on.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of give you a general rundown of LeBron James.
Space Jam 2. Or what? I think the new
the,
one.
The, like, rerun.
Yeah. I think it's Space Jam A New Legacy or something.
So, yeah.
But, okay, starting off hot. 3 out of 3.
Thank you.
Next up.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay.
What are you seeing?
Kind of looks like a... Okay, it's a maple leaf, but it's blue, so that's like kind of throws you off. So I don't know. We already have done a team from Toronto. So this one, I'm going to say this is the Vancouver Maple Leafs hockey.
You got 2 out of 3. This is a Toronto Maple Leafs
Sick.
Hockey.
Oh, they already had one.
Yeah, but that was baseball.
Oh, it was?
The
okay.
Blue Jays.
Okay.
So you're at 5 out of 9 going into the last
it's
one.
It's not bad. That's
you
not
could
bad.
Take the cake for
know,
the best
really...
week ever here.
Oh, man. It's always the last one.
One of, it should You should easily be able to tie your best score because one's very obvious here.
Okay, yeah. It's definitely baseball. So it's like a mountain range. The colors are purple, white, and black. And there's a baseball flying out of it. So, I'm going to...
So, you have 6 out of 9 because you said baseball. So, now...
Yeah. I'm going to say this... So, since it's a mountain range, first thought it was Colorado. And I'm just going to always stick with my gut because it usually is semi-close. So, I'm... But, like, also, like, maybe, like... No, I don't want to say anything stupid. So, I'm going to say Colorado Rockies baseball.
3 out of 3.
Babe, I actually, like, felt, like, really, for some reason, I was thinking, like, New Mexico, but I knew I had to stick with my gut, and then the Rockies was just speaking to me, because it's a mountain range.
Right, what were you about to say?
Do you think, like,
you
people think I was faking the whole time now? Because, like, that was really good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I actually didn't know the Yankees.
Conspiracy. You actually didn't know the Yankees.
I actually don't know sports teams, but.
You almost got 9 out of 9. You.
That was wild.
You doubted yourself on the. Maple Leafs because you at first your gut was Toronto.
I know
to Vancouver.
I know, but I was like, no, we already did Toronto.
Yeah, the Vancouver Dang. Hockey team is the Canucks.
Canucks.
Biggest type of bird.
I don't know.
Fish,
the Canuckles.
Maybe fish. Okay, well that was a blast. You just got 8 out of 9.
That was a blast.
I don't know how many more weeks is going to be until you beat that.
We'll see.
It seemed
that was really good. I felt like I was on a high with that Rockies one.
Yeah,
I definitely have heard of the Rockies.
Without a football one, too. That's impressive. Overall, very, very impressive.
Thank you.
So let's just roll this hot streak right into the topic.
Okay.
So, tonight,
mm-hmm.
we have a fantasy football draft. So, as we mentioned last week, you and I are in 2 fantasy football leagues together.
Right.
One is, like, my family league. That's tonight is a draft. And then we have a couples league thing. I honestly don't know the draft. That's in a week or so.
Okay.
So you got to get trained up on how to draft for fantasy football.
Right.
So
this is not going to work out for me.
I think it will. So So what I'm going to give you is, so honestly, this is a great podcast topic. So for our couples league, you know, all my, we're in it with all my friends and then their significant others. If any of your my friends are listening in that league and your significant other isn't familiar with fantasy football or needs a little pointers, this is going to be a perfect little segment of just showing someone who has no idea about fantasy football.
That's good.
Giving them the basic topics and tips just to kind of like, go about it.
We did have you explain what fantasy football is in our very first episode, I believe.
Yep.
So that's like me, the first like exposure I ever even had to the topic of fantasy football. So I don't really know what's going to happen here. I just like, oh, I feel like I'm just going to let you down, honestly.
I mean, so fantasy football is one of those things that no matter how much you put into it, time-wise, research-wise and everything, there is just a large element of luck.
Okay. I'm not very lucky either, so this should be my thing.
Because, so, say, I don't know, people could just always pick whoever. So the way the draft goes is we'll be on ESPN as the app we're going to use,
mm-hmm.
and they already have the players ranked from, like, best to worst in terms of how much fantasy they're projected. So if you really wanted to, all you could do is just pick the top name off the top of the list, because as people get picked, then, you know, the list moves up because people get eliminated. So they'll always show you, like, the best person available.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just pick the best person available. That's not the best strategy, but if you do that, you could very easily, like, get lucky and go, like, 10 wins, 6 losses.
Okay.
So basically what I'm trying to say is they're not just going to give you they're not going to give you a list of every player in the NFL as they pick. They're going to say, like, here's the ranked best to worst.
That's good.
So, like, yeah. Like,
that's what I was really worried about.
No, so.
I didn't want just some trash team because I'm picking them by, like, my favorite numbers.
No,
like,
yeah. When in doubt, you can just pick someone in the top of the list.
Okay. Well, I'm always going to be in doubt, so.
But so the thing is with fantasy football, there's kind of different tiers to it in terms of how. I don't want to say good because even, like I said, the people who research the most, you might not be. You might not do well. Your team injuries happen. Player that everyone thinks is going to be good.
Human error.
It's just all random things can happen. But and also, there's a lot of opinion in terms of how to go about drafting. Some people will say, like, running backs are the most important, obviously. And then some will say, like, no, you should go quarterback early. Like, there's debate. Some are, like, more right than others. But what I'm going to give you in this episode, and anyone listening who's trying to get their significant other into fantasy football or just trying to get into fantasy football for the first time in general, is just – I don't know, like a foolproof method of a way to go about drafting that will make sure you have a solid team by the end of it. Like, if you follow these steps, you're going to have a solid team going into the season. So, like I said, there's kind of tiers to it. So what we're going to do is just kind of go over strategies of, like, positions to draft and how to go about it. But then when you get into it, it's like, oh, which running back do you want? Because you're going to, like, for example, if I say in round one, you want a running back, which is spoiler what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Round one, you're going to want to pick a running back.
Why?
I'll get into that. But what I'm just saying is, like, then the next level would be like, okay, which running back do I want and stuff? And like I said, ESPN or any app you use is going to tell you the best running backs available. Yeah. So you don't have to know too much. But that's just kind of the more advanced
but
fantasy.
But does everybody go running back first?
So everyone has different strategies. So what I would say, that's why I'd say this is kind of just one method. Like, some people would have different opinions.
Mm-hmm. What are your credentials here? Why should I take your advice?
So my credentials are, let's see, I've been playing fantasy football for 8 years now.
Yeah, how many have you won?
I've won probably three or four times, but I can't quite remember. One in the league I care the most about.
Okay.
But each year I'm in multiple leagues. But I'd say all in all, I have a pretty solid team. Like, one from the main league we care about, this guy was bored during his work lunch break, and he went and did, like, analysis over the past whatever 8 years we've done the leagues and kind of compiled everyone's record across all the years.
Yeah.
And I think I was, like, number three or four. Like,
okay.
So pretty solid all around. But I would just say,
who's number one?
Matt.
I just wanted to give him another shout out. Yeah.
Did you know it was Matt?
Yeah.
So
I just assumed because he's just always talking about how he's good at it.
So we have a backseat coach fantasy football league, and it's just really funny because everyone knows Matt is, like, the best fantasy football player.
What makes him good?
Derek is a really close second. So Derek and he's, like, barely. I think last year Matt won 2 championships and Derek got second place in both of those. So they're both really good. But everyone always just knows Matt is, like, really good. So when I moved to Texas first, I started a Texas league, which is my friends down here, but I didn't have people. So I had a couple friends from back home join in, and Matt was one of them. And, like, Nathan, who was my roommate when I first moved down here, he was in the league. And it's just so funny. Just, like, Matt just – it's just – everyone just knows he's so much better. So then our backseat coach fantasy football league, he made a trade with Timothy Lonas, a couple days ago to get a really good wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, and he traded away J.K. Dobbins, who's running back.
You can trade, like, during...
Like, after you're done drafting, you can trade other teams' players.
Is that just before the season starts, or, like...
No, throughout the whole season. There's a trade deadline, but that's, like, in... towards the end of the season.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so
do you like pay money to trade?
No.
Okay.
You pay money usually to play fantasy football, but
okay.
So yeah, basically Matt made a trade for he gave away running back to get a wide receiver. There's a couple other players in the trade, but then the running back he gave Timothy got injured out for the season yesterday. So then everyone's like, classic Matt. Like there's nothing Matt could have done to know that, but he just always gets lucky like that. Like trades away someone to get someone really good, and the person he traded away is now injured for the season. So he got like a
that
free.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he always has these weird things. Like
maybe he does, like, voodoo.
There's always stuff, like, a player will get... So, if a player gets injured, like, people usually, like, race to, like, the waiver wire, which is, like, to pick up players who, so no one... All the players that don't get drafted are just, like, sitting in a pool, and you can pick them up on your team anytime you want and drop someone off your team. So, if someone gets injured, everyone will race to get their backup because their backup's not going to become the starter because the starter's injured. And it'll always be like, I'll get like a news update on my phone. I'll be like, this player just got injured out for multiple weeks. And like immediately, and I'll just like run to it. And I'll be like, 35 minutes ago, Matt picked up the backup. It's like, the news didn't even break yet. Like he has some inside sources, I swear.
Maybe he does.
Anyways.
But what I'll say, imagine if he like trades someone over and then he has their little voodoo doll and like injures them. And
he's That'd be epic. That'd be epic.
Yeah.
But kind of where I was going with that is, I'm going to give you an overall framework for how to draft. And like I said, this is just a framework. Luck can happen. Injuries can happen. But what I will say is Matt would definitely co-sign on this strategy that I'm going to tell you.
Okay,
like,
that's good.
Is like, he would definitely agree with what I'm about to say.
Okay.
So I guess what I was going to say is, any of my friends who are watching this, show us your significant other if you want them to help in our couples league. But also, I kind of think they're kind of like hoping in the couples league, like, oh, the girls won't know what they're doing. Like, we're going to get all the best players. So maybe they're like going to be like, yeah, I'm not going to show my girlfriend this because... Riley clearly already knows the strategy, but I want them to, you know, I want to get all the good players. I want them to know the secrets.
But the whole thing, like, when we first started this podcast, we're like, we should have a post quiz at the end to see if you actually retain any of this.
Yeah.
Retaining information isn't really my thing. So it's like, you could tell me all this and, like, the moment comes and it's just a free-for-all.
We'll definitely have a post quiz about this. And like, I'm not just going to be a ghost during the draft with you. Like, we can...
I was scared that you're just going to, like, leave me on my own.
No, but I do think it's more fun. And, like, this is what I just think. So when my friend Austin first brought up the idea of the couples league, it's, like, six guys, six girls. Like, everyone was kind of like, I don't really want to do this because it's just going to be, like, the guys are just going to run two teams. It's like, what's the point of doing this? Like, so... It's like, I'll be there to help you, like, trade or, like,
but
draft
trade.
But
how do you run your team?
Just, like, draft your players and, like, draft your players.
I'm not trading anybody.
Set your starting lineups each week. So,
what?
Like, you have to set your lineups each week because you're going to have bench players. You can move players off the bench.
Thought you only picked enough to make, like, one team.
Nope, you pick enough to have a team and then you have, like, five or six people on the bench so you can swap in and out. But that's why I want to give you the framework of how to draft because I just think it's kind of boring if, like, everyone in that league is just the guys are just running two teams and it's like, why are we doing a couple leagues?
You're not gonna run my team,
right? So it's like, I'm not gonna ghost you, I'll give you advice and like all that stuff, but it's
I
also
think the
like
girls in the couple in the couples league probably feel the same as like, if they're gonna do it, they'll just like, they don't want the boyfriend running it. There's no fun in that,
right? But it's also not fun if the girls like aren't invested and then like someone gets injured for 5 weeks and it's just like they're always in their starting lineups, so, like, this dumb, this team's
Wait, you have to tell me if one of my people gets injured because I don't keep... Well, I guess I have to keep up with that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make it so there's notifications.
I'm going to have to, like, watch football now.
Well, not even that. Like, ESPN's good about it. Just have ESPN notifications on your phone because what they'll do is, like, say games start at Thursday night is the first game.
That's stressful.
They'll usually do something like this. Like, on Thursday morning, you'll get a notification that says, like, Joe Mixon is in your starting lineup, but he is designated as out for tonight's game. So then you'd be like,
oh
crap.
So I'd have
I
to run in and bench him.
Yeah, but basically it's not like it'll be a surprise. Most time you'll get a notification saying like, hey, heads up, like you don't want to start this guy.
Okay.
And they'll even do stuff where it's like, even if he's not injured, it'll be like, this person on your bench is projected to get more points than the person
that's
starting.
That's nice
lineup.
Of ESPN.
I know, very nice of ESPN, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're looking out for the common man.
Mm-hmm.
So
And woman. Woman.
Oh man. So, all that lead up is just to provide this framework. And Matt will listen to this while he's working on Monday. And I promise you he'll co-sign on this.
Okay.
On the strategy.
Okay. That builds your credentials.
Yes.
Because you're also adding him on.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I applied for a loan. I have, like, decent credentials. But, like, I got that co-signer.
Yeah.
And whew, we're good.
Totally.
So he'll approve this.
Okay.
So what we're going to be doing is for our draft tonight. So it's going to be different for our draft coming up, but the draft tonight has 9 teams in it. It's an odd number, which is rare. But you have the 6th overall pick in the first
round. Pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's
Is it?
Honestly, I prefer mid to later picks. I most prefer middle picks, like 4th, 5th, 6th. And then if I had a choice, it would be like 7th, 8th, 9th or so. My least favorite pick is probably the 1st overall pick.
Yeah.
And then 2nd's nice.
Why is 1st bad? You get whatever you want, don't you?
Kind of. So, for example, this year the clear number one pick is Christian McCaffrey. And I have 1st pick in the Backseat Coach Fantasy League. Mm-hmm. So, if you don't pick him 1st, you're
As a running back?
Yeah. Okay. If you don't pick Christian McCaffrey 1st, you're just, like, dumb. Like, you just have to pick him 1st this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of, like, annoying to have to – you have to pick him. And personally, like, I don't really want him on my team because he was on my team last year and he was injured all last year. So, to me, I'm like, wow, he hurt me last year. I don't really want him again.
Yeah.
Injuries, bad memories. But it's like you have to pick him 1st. So whenever you have the 1st pick, your hand's kind of forced to get 1st. Whereas when you get into 2nd, 3rd pick, there's a couple different guys you could feasibly take there. And I just like having the options. Whereas 1st pick, it's like boring. It's like, okay, you know who you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so 6th overall pick. And that doesn't really mean much because when you're the 6th overall pick, there's 5 people in front of you. Like maybe say, for example, I'm saying you should get this person at 6. But then like when you get to the 6th pick, I'm like, wow, I really thought like this guy who's still left would have been taken at like number 2 or 3. Like you should, so your strategy has to change. So that's why we're just kind of going to go positionally.
Okay.
So, like I said, there's a lot of caveats here, but we're just going to keep it simple. If you follow this is bulletproof method, you will have a solid team.
Mm.
The first 2 rounds.
I want a winning team.
Yeah, this will be a winning team.
Oh.
The first 2 picks in your draft, first round and 2nd round, should be running backs. Matt, I know you agree.
What? Okay.
Because... So we're going to walk position by position through fantasy football here. And this will be really helpful if you're listening.
They
as well
score
as
the most points?
So we'll just quickly run through the positions. So first, quarterback. We're just going to go in order of how you're going to see your lineup on ESPN. It's going to be top to bottom. Top,
quarterback.
At the top is going to be quarterback. And the thing with quarterbacks, I'll tell you when to draft them later in this. But we're just going to go position by position, which is what I should have said before we started going round by round. So quarterbacks. There's a couple quarterbacks I'd say – 2 to 3 that everyone thinks are going to be super studs. And then everyone else is kind of just like the same. I kind of mentioned this maybe when we did our fantasy football podcast
at one point.
But
so if you're not with one of those, it doesn't really matter.
And even at that point, the ones who are super good there is like barely better than just like.
Right. Okay. I remember that. What's the next one?
So quarterbacks, just to put a bottom line, the quarterbacks is just.
Not as important.
Just for one tagline, quarterbacks are a dime a dozen.
I totally remember that. Because then you're talking about like how Ezekiel Elliott is running back and like you would want someone good, especially for like a running back.
Yeah, so quarterbacks are a dime a dozen. Running backs will be next. So you have one quarterback in your starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And then next you have 2 running backs in your starting lineup.
Okay.
So running backs are the most important because, and again, like I said, these are all like opinions. People have differing opinions. Okay. But for the strategy we're going to, running backs are most important because
they have more opportunities or what?
There's just such a disparity between like the top running backs and the worst running backs.
Right.
And if you think about it, there's 32 teams in the NFL and each of our fantasy teams has 2 running backs, sometimes 3 in the starting lineup. So that's 18 out of the 32 teams are going to be, their running backs are going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's just such a gap. Like there's probably 6 to 7 running backs. Well, okay. So there's 3 running backs or so that are super elite, like going to just dominate. Then there's a couple that are like really, really good. And then there's so many that are just like average, a lot of mediocre. Like the difference between getting one of like a later running back and a top running back is huge points wise. Whereas quarterbacks probably all going to
be. Yeah, I understand.
And then wide receivers is barely less valuable than running backs. They are less valuable, but barely.
Okay.
So you're going to notice here wide receivers are like the number 2.
Okay.
Like focus.
Right.
And the reason.
Third round.
The reason they're not as important as running backs is because running backs, I mean, people have backup running backs on their team that sometimes they come in. Like when Ezekiel Elliott's tired, they'll put in Tony Pollard for a run or two.
Okay.
But the reason that running backs are a little more valuable than wide receivers is because on any given play, there's 2, maybe 3 wide receivers on the field. So the quarterback could throw it to any of them. One is clearly like the best receiver on the team, but if they're covered, they'll throw to the other one. Whereas running back, there's only one on the field at a time, so you know they're going to get the ball. Whereas wide receivers, like, you know, he can throw it to multiple different people. It's not always going to go to the number one guy. But they can score a lot of points, get a lot of yards, get a lot of touchdowns, so they're the number two priority. The next is, so there's one quarterback in the starting lineup, two running backs, and two wide receivers. And then there's one tight end.
So we're going to do, like, running backs first two, wide receivers second two?
We'll go over that next. But, yeah, you're basically on the right track. So then next there's...
I can go over it in tandem.
There's one tight end. One tight end starting. And tight ends are tricky because there's a huge gap here. Tight ends, there's one tight end who is by far the most superior fantasy football
George
tight end.
Kittle.
No. Travis Kelce. Yes. Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's good that I knew that.
Travis Kelce is a first rounder. He'll go in the first round of the draft, but we don't care about that because we're going running backs. But okay. Travis Kelce is going to go in the first round. Then there's.
And that's the losers that take him because they're not following the proper strategy.
Not following our strategy.
Yeah. Losers.
I wouldn't say there's anything against it.
Losers.
But, then there's.
We'll see who the loser is tonight.
True. there's two tight ends who are in like the next tier who are also really good, and that's George Kittle and Darren Waller.
Oh, I shouldn't call them losers because like if this comes out and like whoever picked watches it, they're gonna feel like a loser.
Right. The only thing we can say for that people are losers. So I don't even care about hurt feelings.
Okay.
If anyone drafts a quarterback in the first round,
you're a loser.
They're a loser. Loser.
Okay.
So, tight ends. So, Travis.
Embarrassing.
Just. Blech.
Loser. Who would do that?
I mean, no offense to anyone. But I'd say people who love to play fantasy football. And like I said, there's always skill. Because in my family league last year, I got second place. But people who love play fantasy football love family leagues.
Okay.
Because families aren't as into fantasy football and football. So, that's where you'll see the. The picks that you kind of just, like, see someone take a pick, you're like, and you're like, what are you doing
there?
Like,
okay.
Why?
Okay.
But then a lot of luck's involved. So, like, for just one more example before we move on, just of how luck's involved. I was in, for my MBA, I was in a fantasy football league with some people in my grad school. And this one guy's from Seattle. And so he chose DK Metcalf, who's their wide receiver, who going into last year wasn't expected to be that good. And this guy drafted him so early just because he's on Seattle. I was like, yeah, I love this guy, like, hometown team. And everyone's like, that's such a stupid pick. And then he just had an unreal year. Like, amazing fantasy football year. So that's just, like, all luck. Because he should not have drafted him that high, but he ended up being a great pick.
Well, so, he saw something in him.
So where we're going with this is tight ends. There's one that's a first-round pick, Travis Kelce. Forget him from your mind. Like, he's not. You're not going to be able to get him.
Yeah, whatever.
Then there's George Kittle and Darren Waller.
I want G. Kitty so bad.
So you might be able to get them.
I will.
But then if you don't get... If you don't get Travis Kelce, George Kittle, or Darren Waller...
Is this fifth round?
No. We'll get there.
Okay, okay.
But if you don't get any of those three names, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, or Darren Waller, just kind of forget about tight ends because after those three, it becomes like quarterback where it's like they're all dime a dozen.
I hope I get G. Kitty.
So you got one quarterback.
You think he'll get taken?
We'll get there. I think you can get him. One quarterback. I have him in the backseat coach fantasy league.
Oh.
One quarterback. Two running backs. Two wide receivers, one tight end.
Got it.
Then next in your lineup is the flex.
How many more are there left? Because this is a lot.
Three. Next is the flex position.
Okay.
And the flex is you can put any position, running back, wide receiver, or tight end in that spot in your starting lineup.
Okay.
So that means you could have three running backs starting 1 week, you'd have three wide receivers starting 1 week, or two tight ends. It's just a flex position, meaning whatever you want to put in there, you can put in there. Then you have defense, and then you have kicker.
Okay.
So now we'll go to how you can draft those players.
Okay.
First two rounds are what?
Running backs.
Yes. First two rounds, you're getting a running back.
I want Ezekiel Elliott.
At sixth pick, you have a kind of good chance of getting him. Okay. He'll probably go fourth or fifth.
Because we're watching him.
Yep. We'll go over our Hard Knocks recap later. But yeah. So first two rounds, running backs. Then the third round, you
get... It just makes me like him more.
Yes. You get third round, you get a little creativity here.
Mm-hmm. Wide receivers.
So, you're going to be picking a wide receiver in the third round, but if George Kittle or Darren Waller are there...
Are open, take them.
You take them.
Okay.
That's the strategy we're kind
fine.
Of
fine.
So, but if they're gone,
mm-hmm.
wide receiver.
Okay.
So that's the third round. There's an asterisk.
Okay. Fourth round. Wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Okay.
Fifth round.
If I didn't get the wide receiver third round, I should get another one.
You're still getting wide receiver, whether you get the tight end or whether you get Kittle or Waller in the third round or you just get a wide receiver, you're still going to get a wide receiver fourth round.
No, we're talking about fifth, I thought.
Yeah, okay, now we're on to fifth.
Yeah, and I was saying if I didn't get Waller or Kittle, then I should get a wide receiver. Then I should get one of tight end.
Tight end. No. So.
This is too hard.
No.
How am I going to remember this?
It's really
okay,
easy.
Let me try. Let me just try.
Yes.
First two are running backs, no matter what. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then my third round comes along. If Waller or Kittle is available, I take him. Okay. Mm-hmm. If not, a wide receiver.
Yep.
Fourth round, wide receiver.
Yep. See, the third round's the only complicated one. The rest is just you
okay,
have to remember.
Okay, fifth round.
Fifth round is another one where you get a choice, running back or wide receiver. You don't even have to remember any names. It's just whatever's kind of looking good at the top of the list, running back or wide receiver.
Okay. But if I already have two wide receivers, I need a running back at this point.
I would say yes. You could go either way, but I'd say yes.
Okay.
So then the next round, same thing. Running back or wide receiver. And again, like you just said, which was great by you, is you look at your team and say, okay, I already have three or four running backs.
Okay.
Get a wide
receiver.
It's
time to get something else.
Or if you have a lot of wide receivers, it's time to get a running back.
Then we jump into the tight ends.
So this is where let's recap where we're at right now. First two rounds.
Running backs.
Third round.
Kittle, Waller, or a wide receiver.
Yep. Fourth round.
Wide receiver.
Fifth round.
Running back or wide receiver.
Sixth round.
Running back, wide receiver.
Okay. And then now you're going to have to get quarterback or a tight end. And this kind of depends where you're at.
Okay.
I'm hoping, and I think the way our draft's going to go, you are probably going to be able to get Waller or Kittle, so you will already have your tight end.
I really hope I get Kittle.
But it would be probably a good time to get a tight end now.
Okay.
So.
Who do I know? Don't tell me.
I don't know if you know any other tight ends.
What's the Cowboys tight end?
Not good.
Oh. I thought I knew one. Maybe not.
I mean, they used to have Jason Witten, but
he
was hurt. Okay, so first two rounds running backs, third round, Kittle or Waller,
mm-hmm.
or wide receiver. Fourth round, wide receiver. Fifth and sixth round, running back or wide receiver.
Okay.
Seventh round, tight end if you didn't get one already.
Or quarterback.
Or quarterback, yes.
Okay.
And then...
when would I have gotten one already?
Third round, if you got Waller or Kittle.
Oh, those are tight ends?
Yeah.
That's who I knew.
So now we got our starting lineup at this point.
Okay.
So running backs first two rounds, third round you're gonna get Kittle or Waller at tight end, or you're gonna get wide receiver.
Will.
And then fourth round you're gonna get wide receiver, fifth and sixth running back or wide receiver, and then seventh round
quarterback
or tight end.
Yeah, if I don't have one already.
And then then the eighth round would be a quarterback if you need to get one.
Right.
If you didn't get one in the seventh. So then now you have everyone in your starting lineup. Except
but what if I already have... okay, so if I do get Kittle.
Yes.
And then I get a quarterback. And then that last round, what do you recommend I do? Because I don't want to get two quarterbacks.
Right. So, yeah, good call. So in the first two rounds, you're going to get your starting two running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the third round, let's just, for ease of purpose, let's just say you get your tight end.
Yeah.
So you have your starting two running backs and your tight end now.
Okay.
And now you're going to the fourth round and get your wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then fifth round, wide receiver running back, you're going to get wide receiver because you're at two running backs. So now you're at two running backs, two wide receivers, and a tight end.
Okay.
And then next round is wide receiver running back again.
Uh-huh.
So that's a bench spot. They'll go on your bench because running backs and wide receivers are the most important. Those are who you want to fill up your bench with.
Okay.
And then you're going to be getting a quarterback because you already got that tight end. So now you have your quarterback, you have your two running backs,
mm-hmm.
you have your two receivers, you have your tight end.
Right.
And then you have your bench. And then the next few picks, you're just filling up that bench with more running backs and wide receivers.
That's
the only
what
people
I
you want on your bench.
Okay.
And then the last two picks, people are dummies if they don't wait to the last two rounds, but it happens all the time.
Okay.
Your second to last round is when you get your defense.
Okay.
And your last round is when you get your kicker. Kickers and defenses are so luck-based and useless. Like,
okay.
It's all about luck.
Okay.
That there are some that are better, but they're just so useless in fantasy overall that your second to last pick should be defense, last pick kicker. There's no excuse.
How many like total are there rounds?
I forgot how many bench players we have, so let me just count right here. I think 14 or 15.
Okay. A lot of running backs and wide receivers.
So here's the quick rundown of just how your strategy is going to go tonight going to the draft. Because this gets uploaded tomorrow. Okay. So this draft will be done.
So they won't know my secrets.
First two rounds.
Wait, I should try.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. First two rounds are running backs.
Yep. Third round. Just assume you're going to get.
Third round, I get Kittle.
Yep.
Or a tight end that I like. Fourth round, I'm going to get a wide receiver. Fifth round, running back, wide receiver. Probably a wide receiver because I have two running backs.
Yep.
Sixth round. That's not quarterback yet. Mm-mm. It's another running back, wide receiver. Seventh is when I get a quarterback because I already have my tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just fill everything up with running back, wide receivers until I get to, let's say we're doing like 15 rounds of it. My 14th, I do a defense. My 15th, I get a kicker.
Yep. Okay. And so, again, ESPN will make it easy. So you have to fill up your roster. So basically what I'm saying is if we get to the 14th round and you still need defense and kicker, you can't like accidentally get another running back for your bench because they'll be like, no, you can't do that. You need to fill up your defense and kicker.
Okay.
So, yeah, exactly. You got it perfect. First two rounds, you're getting that running back, those running backs. Third round, you're going to get Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth round, you're getting a wide receiver. Fifth round, you're getting a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Then sixth round, whatever you want, wide receiver or running back.
If I don't get Kittle my third round.
Then we're going to have to just change everything up. Or you can get Waller. Waller the baller.
I just want
Waller the baller. He's on your enemies, though. He's on the Raiders.
That's okay.
So.
So's Jonathan Abrams.
Yes. Okay. One last time, I'm going to run through it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
First two rounds, running back.
Yep.
Third round, Kittle. Fourth round, wide receiver. Fifth round, wide receiver. Sixth round, running back or wide receiver. Seventh round, quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the draft, fill up that bench with running backs and wide receivers. And then defense and then kicker.
Got it.
So two running backs.
I got it. I'm going to make you proud.
Two running backs, Kittle. Two wide receivers.
Yep.
Fill up that bench and get a quarterback in there.
I was going to be like, oh my gosh, she was faking on the pod the whole time. Like, she knows sports so much.
So it's limited to how much I'm able to teach you. So that's a very good framework.
Okay.
So since I can't just give you the history of all of football.
That's fine.
We're going to just kind of wing it during the draft, but you're going to do the framework. And then when we get, say, it's my turn to pick a wide receiver. I'll be like, you'll see on your screen, you'll be like, okay, I see these three receivers are like near the top of the board.
Mm-hmm.
How do I choose between the three? So if you really need help, I'll give it to you, but
no, I don't want your help.
Okay, perfect. So awesome. I'm excited to see your team. We'll do a review of your fantasy team.
Yeah, I can't wait. Podcast. Woo!
So you have the sixth pick, I believe, and I have the ninth pick.
Haha.
I mean,
so how does it work? It goes like,
so this is in order? When we were first talking about the Trinity, when I was trying to tell you the concept of the snake draft, that's what this is.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I remember.
So there's nine teams. Yeah. So I have the ninth pick. So I have the last pick in the first round. But I get back-to-back picks because in second round we flip and I get the first pick in the second round.
Okay.
So then you get the sixth pick in the first round. So what does that mean? Then you have like the third pick in the second round and then, you know, because it kind of just goes.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm always kind of in the middle.
Yep.
Okay. Am I?
Yeah. Always kind of in the middle. Okay. Which is where I like to be.
Okay.
Because that's why I like my backseat coach fantasy football league, but that league has 12 teams and I had the first pick. So when you have the first pick, I have to wait 23 more picks for another pick.
Yeah, that's tough.
So every time the pick would come back to me, I'd be like, oh, I wasn't even paying attention. Because, like, A, you kind of just, like, lose focus because you have to wait, like, 10 minutes. And B, like, once you make your pick, you can't even really start looking at your next pick anyways because 23
picks. Everyone's going to be gone, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you have no clue. There's so much time.
Okay.
But the thing that's nice about that is then you get those back-to-back picks. So it's nice. You don't have to worry about someone taking get two picks. But.
Yeah.
So there's pros and cons. I just personally don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. So we're going to do a little post quiz at the end. Just to make sure you retain it.
And we'll see.
We'll run through it tonight, too, as well. But awesome. Fantasy football legend incoming. I'll have to see Matt. Hopefully he comments on this. Hopefully he co-signs on that strategy.
Yeah.
And, so let's hop into the Trinity.
Okay, so this week I decided the Trinity is going to be something pretty basic, I'd say, but it's an obvious one we'd have to rank, and it's just favorite sodas. Favorite one of the sodas. Best.
You got the coin?
Yep, you're going to be flipping. Heads, I win.
Heads, you win? Oops. It landed with tails up, so I'll go first. What do I want for my first pick? I'm going to go Classic Coke. Number one pick.
I'd just like to say something
like
about
say
your coin flipping is that you do it for you.
Okay.
Because sometimes you flip and then you flip the coin. Sometimes you're like, where did it land? And it always benefits you.
Classic Coke.
Yeah, I wanted Coke. If you can't tell.
If people actually like soda and they don't think Classic Coke's the number
one. Fine, okay, one is Pepsi. I like Pepsi. I personally like it better than Coke.
That is a wild first pick.
Okay, sorry. I take it back.
That is an absolute. Pepsi is not even close to my board.
Okay. The thing about Pepsi is that I'm not picking it as my first because nobody's going to pick my lineup, and they never do. They always pick yours. But
because Pepsi's a wild pick one.
The thing about Pepsi is I actually prefer it to Coke. I just feel like a loser when I order it. But then when I'm like, can I have Coke? And they literally are like, is Pepsi okay? Like, so scared of me. I'm like, yeah, Pepsi is great. Thank you. Like, that would be perfect. And they're always so relieved. Because, like, they always get, like, such backlash when they ask if Pepsi's okay. And people are right. Like, no, it's
Pepsi,
not okay.
Pepsi and Coke is such a bitter rivalry. Whereas any other soda, you could just bring the substitute and not say anything. Because
yeah,
I saw a TikTok. And apparently, like, a very large percentage of places, if you just order a straight-up ginger ale, it's just they just put Sprite and then put like a splash of Dr. Pepper or Coke in it. And it apparently tastes like ginger ale.
Never heard of someone ordering ginger ale.
I don't know, but maybe if it's a place that's...
They never have
has
it.
But maybe if you order a mule?
We can try that later.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my first can be...
Pepsi's fine.
Oh, really? I thought it was a wild first pick.
To me, it is.
Okay, my number one's going to be Sprite.
I love Sprite. You know I love Sprite.
I know you do. A lot of people do.
Sprite is just the...
You know I don't really love it, but...
you're doing pander picks?
Yeah, I'm playing this one for the people.
You know what Sprite just reminds me of?
What?
Like
7-Up?
No. Like a bowling alley birthday party. 6 years old, a bunch of kids. And
it reminds me of
like
McDonald's.
A pitcher of Sprite. Because what I was thinking is so funny about Sprite is for some reason I feel like parents consider it like the healthy soda.
Because it's not dark brown. It doesn't stain your teeth.
I know, but isn't that kind of funny? Because I'm pretty sure if you look at the
sugar
content,
and
it's just... But, yeah, I remember learning like that Coke and all the dark sodas in like the 90s like tried doing clear, but
came across horribly. Coke now has a clear one, but it's funny because they like came out with it as like, this is our clear version, when really it's just like one less thing.
Yeah, but people, when I first tried it, Pepsi and Coke and... Like the 90s to come out with clear sodas, people, there's so much backlash.
Yeah, there's just something like comforting about like a brown, like caramely looking drink.
It's so weird because kind of like we said, like all sodas are when at their core the same stuff, like just same artificial flavors and caffeine, sugar, all that. But a dark colored soda versus a clear just tastes like there's just something different about
it's
the
warm.
Vibes.
It's like
just,
oh
yeah,
it's the carameliness of it.
Like for some reason. A nice ice cold Coke's always gonna be refreshing, but like I feel like if you're like on a hot day outside, like a cold clear beverage like sounds better to me. Like a Sprite or 7-Up sounds like more refreshing.
Yeah,
Sierra Mist. Okay, so first pick Sprite. I like that. You know I love Sprite.
I know.
Second pick, Cherry Coke.
I thought you were gonna say Sunkissed.
No, Cherry Coke.
I don't
Coke.
Want Sunkissed, but I just thought.
Sunkissed's on my list, but not my top three.
Is your so third Cherry Vanilla Coke?
No, that's super good. But Classic Coke and Cherry Coke are my top two. Is yours going to be Cherry Sprite or
no,
Cranberry
Tyler
Sprite?
No, Tyler and I have been drinking this drink that I hadn't heard of until recently, but we've been loving Dr. Pepper Cream Soda.
Oh, so good.
It's really good.
It's Dr. Pepper Zero Cream Soda, which is even better. No,
yeah,
problem.
Zero Cal. We were joking, like, it tastes like the most calorie-filled drink we've ever had. Like,
it's probably the artificialness in it.
I know, but it's, like, so sugary tasting. It's just, like...
Yeah, I love the tasting. It's so sugary tasting, but zero sugar.
Yeah, but I'll drink...
It feels so naughty to drink.
I know. Tyler, like, I have to now... I have a weird thing with sodas where I'll only drink like half and then I'll put it in the fridge for Tyler to drink later. But there was definitely a time where I was just leaving like half sodas all around the apartment. Yeah, you, and I felt
you
always bad.
Like half drink like a glass of wine. I'll find your nightstand too. Like it's just, like
I can never finish liquids.
This is like a total sidebar.
It's like food in general too, though.
I don't know why this just popped in my mind, but a little mixology update, because, you know, we've been doing that as a hobby. It hasn't been, like, going the greatest, just because it's so hard, because there's so really many hard things you need to make, like...
A simple drink, and they're all, like, on base level, they're all pretty much the same thing, but they each have something really specific.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, we have all the base stuff. Like, we have every liquor you could need. We have, like, different juices and sodas and stuff, but it's like... But then it calls for something totally random, like... Mm-hmm. Three squeezes of a passion fruit, and it's like, where I'm not gonna go buy a passion fruit just for this one cocktail. It's the only one that calls for that.
But just what I was remembering from Friday night, I think, is just so random, was when we made the Long Islands. I made them I made them pretty strong, so stronger than we normally make. Like, I didn't go by the book. I definitely made them stronger, but they tasted so like not good.
Wrong. Or,
they weren't bad. They just didn't taste right. They didn't taste anything like a Long Island.
It just tasted like Coke with and straight up
liquor. It just tasted like liquory Coke, and I just didn't know why. I was like, okay, I know I made these strong, but I followed the instructions. And I didn't put a lemon in it. I honestly don't even know if that's part of the thing, but I know sour.
No, it is. I knew.
I know sour mix is part of Long Island's, and we don't have sour mix, so I would always just use like the simple lemon sugar juice. And then lemon juice. But we didn't put any lemon in it. It was like the weirdest thing. We just squeezed a little bit of lemon juice.
Well, because I was like, did you not put lemon in it? Because we were trying to figure out what was missing, and I was like, is there no lemon in this? And he was like, yeah. So I went and got a lemon and squeezed in it, and it immediately it was a Long Island.
It was so weird because they were big glasses of liquid. Like, it wasn't like a small drink. Like, there was a lot of liquid there, but we just put a little lemon in it.
And it was so liquory.
And just everything just like became Long Island tasty. It was just so the weirdest thing
all
ever.
Of a sudden.
Yeah, but then you didn't end up feeling well, and I drank both of them.
Yep. That's kind of how that goes.
Okay. So where were we?
I don't know. I think I'm picking my
cherry
second.
Coke. You just did the Dr. Pepper cream soda.
No, I was just saying we've been drinking that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's definitely not my second. My second is Dr. Pepper, though.
That would have been my third, so
okay.
good pick.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper, something just hits about it. The 23 flavors.
Yeah. And, like, I don't want to, okay.
It's official soda.
So I don't want to pick Diet Dr. Pepper, but that is one that, like, people kind of prefer to Dr. Pepper.
I always thought...
Including my mom. Shout out to my mom again.
I always thought Dr. Pepper was the weirdest thing, because I remember when, like, the whole zero phase was going out, because for some reason to me, just Coke Zero tastes so much better than Diet Coke, and all the zeros taste better than the diets.
I think it probably is a different sweetener. I don't know a difference in Coke and Pepsi, though.
Yeah.
Even though
I think a lot of people do, though. So I'm just saying, in general, I just thought it was just funny when all these companies are coming out with their zeros, like Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And all the zeros, Pepsi Max or Pepsi Zero. And then Dr. Pepper just like, Dr. Pepper 10. Like, it was just so wild. Like, everyone's doing their zeros. They're like, yeah, 10 calories.
Oh, well, that's cute. They're like, we don't really know how to bring it down.
I think they have zeros now, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But Dr. Pepper's delicious. It's just
my mom
crisp,
calls it
tart.
My mom, my aunt, and my grandma all call it DDP.
DDP?
Like, oh, yeah, we got to go get some DDP.
Where's the second D?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's only Diet Dr. Pepper. And it's so funny because my mom went through a phase where she, like, craved. It like would not be the same woman if she didn't have a big old McDonald's DDP. And so my grandma's still kind of on that. My grandma always has her fridge stocked with DDP. I think she's off of it right now. I'm not totally sure, but they have their phases. But my mom will like, she'll like buy those, the ones you get when you order pizza.
Yeah.
Like the liter size ones. She'll have a ton of them and just like pour herself a glass in the morning. It's so weird.
So,
but I get it. We have our mochas.
So, yeah. So, for your list, are you gonna go Diet Dr. Pepper?
No, Sprite, Dr. Pepper.
Sprite and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Just because, like, Dr. Pepper just, when people rate it, it just encompasses the Dr. Pepper genre.
Okay. Fair. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. My third pick and my final pick. Mm-hmm. Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Okay. Did you want me to be hurt over that?
No. I just really love my list. Sunkiss is my fifth pick. So Dr. Pepper was my
third. I love
third.
Sunkiss.
So you took that, and then I had Baja Blast as fourth, and fifth would have been Sunkiss. But yeah, go ahead. I had so my, yeah, go.
My third was going to be Fanta.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I love orange soda. So I think you can just say orange soda in general. So maybe when we make like the graphic, if you make a graphic this week to put on Instagram, you can just say like Fanta / Orange Crush / Sunkiss. Just like encompass the orange soda brand.
I say Fanta normally, just so you all know.
I say Fanta too.
Not Fanta, but Fanta is fun.
You take orange soda. Oops.
Yeah.
So you go Sprite?
Yeah, because orange soda is just like such a thing. Like it all tastes the same. We had such a delicious Sunkiss and it's all gone now, I think.
Yeah, so we like binged at the store like 2 weeks ago and got a ton of different soda. Not just sodas. We got a ton of sodas. We got ginger ales. We got
LaCroix.
We got a ton of sparkling water. We got Red Bulls, some like beer, some seltzers. So we have like so much carbonated beverages.
Yeah, line. It's been nice.
But the Sunkissed flew off the shelf.
Yeah, well, I had one and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever tasted in my life.
I haven't had orange soda in so long.
For some reason. It was like so much better than I remembered.
Because we love our cream soda, Dr. Peppers. We love our cherry Cokes. But it's like, I like to have variety because, like I said, there's just something about like the darker sodas that feel heavy. It's just sometimes I just want like a light soda. So I usually will get like 7-Up or Sprite. And I was, you know, Sunkissed.
It's so nostalgic, the orange soda.
It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. And I'd always pour it in a glass with some ice and a straw. Mm-hmm. So good.
So orange soda, that's a good list. So I had, to summarize it, so best sodas.
Mm-hmm.
I had Classic Coke, Cherry Coke, and Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Classic Coke. I had, for my three, I had number one as Sprite, number two as Dr. Pepper, and number three as orange soda, Fanta.
Good list. Any honorable mentions you have that you're thinking of?
I mean, we talked about Sunkiss. We talked about Dr. Pepper, cream soda. It's kind of it for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Coke girl. I drink a lot of Coke.
Yeah, everything's on
the list. Oh, are you kidding me? Root beer.
Love root beer.
Me and my little brother.
I have to be in a mood for it, though.
When my little brother and I were younger, he might still, I don't think he does anymore, but him and I both, it didn't matter where we were, what we were doing, we always had root beer. It was just our thing. We would get like angry at people who didn't like it. We're like,
a lot of people definitely don't like
it. I know, there's a huge love hate.
Even more controversial, I think, is just straight up cream soda. I loved it as a kid, but a lot of people didn't like it. Because for some reason, I remember getting like the bottles of root beer. I don't know, maybe it was just a brand I got from a grocery store, but I remember whenever we would get like the bottles of root beer, it would come in like a variety pack. It'd be like 6 bottles of like root beer and 6 bottles of cream soda. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. They'd always come together.
Yeah.
So everyone would always like...
They're like cousins.
Yeah. They're like the craft sodas, I feel like.
So good.
So this kind of brings up the question. We're avid listeners of Out of Our League podcast.
We love it. I actually really do love it.
Yeah. We've been listening. Anytime we go anywhere, I usually throw on that pod so we can listen to it.
Makes me giggle.
So one thing they were talking about best beers, like times to drink beers,
mm-hmm.
but we're not going to talk about like best times to drink soda. But one thing they talked about at the end was, do you prefer beers out of the tap or in a bottle or in a can? Mm. I feel like the same question can be said about sodas.
I'm a can girl.
You like cans?
Which is weird because I hate that. Like that sounds awful because like people always say like the worst thing to drink beer out of is a can or whatever because it's like tastes metally and all that.
I think Ben said he liked cans.
Also like plastic bottles.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That's one that beer doesn't have, but that's definitely soda.
I like plastic bottles. I like the of the screw on top.
Right.
I hate drinking soda out of glass, and I know that's controversial. But one, you don't get any in those bottles.
Mm-hmm.
There's like none in
and
there.
And you can't. You have to.
And
drink
you can't
it all
close
then.
It. You have to drink
but
it.
But same
all
with
right
the
then
cans, though. That's why plastic bottles might be elite for soda.
I love plastic bottles.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
That. But also,
I probably prefer plastic bottles to cans.
I definitely like it out of the tap. Specifically, like at restaurants, it tastes the same. But fast food places, for some reason, everyone always knows it just tastes.
Oh,
something
I was
about
like
it.
Tap. Yeah, that
yeah,
makes
something
sense.
About it just hits at fast food.
And you
places
can get just a big old cup.
Yeah.
And you've got a straw. I'm a big straw girl.
Something about fast food sodas and gas station sodas.
Okay,
just hits.
A McDonald's Sprite. I know so that good. There's people who agree with me. There is something about a McDonald's Sprite that just is so different to other
Sprites.
Well,
people have always said, and I don't know if this is true or I don't know if this is fact or cap, but I'm pretty sure that McDonald's will put more, like, a higher concentration of syrup in the sodas
they
to make it better.
Okay.
Because everyone's,
I believe it.
Because, like, how you said the McDonald's Sprite,
it's
a lot of
so
people
different
say the same thing about McDonald's Coke.
Oh, really?
Like, that McDonald's Coke is
now
the
I
best
want Coke. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so one thing I did want to say is I didn't go full on like it with ice cream flavors and talking about the ones I hate, but one that's just changed the most
soda
as I've gotten older is Mountain Dew. Just normal Mountain Dew tastes so just like
I've never liked
gross
it
to me. And one thing
the
I always
color's
about,
bad too.
Yeah, but it is such like a kid drink, and like, I mean that's what they're marketing.
Never,
like Mountain
my
Dew.
My
like
parents didn't let me have it as a kid.
Really?
I think my mom thought it rotted your teeth, but I mean, also does.
Also does. Yeah. All.
But I remember, like, specifically, my family used to go to the lake a lot, and at the marina, when we were all ordering sodas, if one of us, so they come in like big glasses, big tall glasses with like the Sonic type of ice in it. Whenever like someone would get Mountain Dew, it looked so nasty because it's like that neon green.
Yeah.
And I just remember like we'd all have like our brown sodas because we'd all get root beer. So we'd all have our root beers and like occasionally one person would get a Sprite or something. And then like one of our cousins, I'm not going to name names, would always get a Mountain Dew, but not like one of our cousins, not one of the Puckets. We'd get a Mountain Dew and we'd be like, ugh. But it's because our parents never let us have it.
I for some reason, like, I like Mellow Yellow, though.
I don't like any of those, I don't think. I don't think I've ever had Mellow
Yellow. They would never grace my, like, top five list, but
I don't think I've had it. Like, Big Red I used to really like as a kid. Just something about, like, just pure red liquid
was really
satisfying as a child. And now I drink it and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. I love ginger ale, you know that.
Oh, speaking of cough syrupy, I always say cough syrup tastes cherry, but Tyler thinks cough syrup tastes grape. I think
you might be a good debate in the comments.
I think you're the only person who thinks it tastes grape.
What flavor do people associate their cough? Because it all depends on what your parents bought you, like what kind of flavors they
have. I think the classic is cherry.
So for me, I think like cough syrup is grape to me.
Yeah. But that being said, when I was younger, my grandma used to keep grape Fanta in her outside freezer. So we'd always drink grape Fanta whenever we were there. And that's the only time I ever had it. It was at her house. So it's like sweet memories.
Nice.
One time I spilled it all over her rug. And like me and my cousin Claire were like panicking and trying to like stop it up. You don't want purple Fanta in your rug. Because she had like light rugs. It was bad. Mm. We got it out, sort of.
I'm trying to make, for some reason, my mind was trying to make comparisons between different sodas and, like, alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. So, I'd say Mountain Dews are, like, the White Claws. They're, you know, the basic, like,
really?
youngin', not sophisticated liquor taste.
I don't think that way.
I'd say they're, like...
I think, like, Sprite is, like, a
Sprite, White Claw. Sprite falls into that, too. But then I'd say...
Mountain Dew is a whole nother thing. It wasn't, like, gamers drink. Mountain Dew's, like, a
vodka
weird...
Red Bull.
No, that's delicious.
I'd say, but the only thing I was thinking of is like an old fashioned or like the fancy ones. Mm-hmm. That's like the ginger ale, the root beers, the cream sodas. I feel like those
are
like, to me, those are the.
You think of those as classy? I think of them as like country.
I think those are the fancier sodas.
Oh, when I think of like cream soda and root beer, I think of like fatty country people. That's funny,
Could
but
be.
Thank you. I love that.
I'd say those are the high class sodas.
Interesting.
Because they're...
I think it's one of those things
because they
every...
have like a bite to them. They're more acquired. Basically where I was going is those are like the acquired taste.
Really?
Because a lot of people don't like root beer. A lot of people don't like cream soda.
Yeah, I guess I was kind of like raised on root beer, so I always kind of liked it. Also like those little barrel candies. Did you ever have those?
Yeah.
The root beer barrel candies. Mm-hmm. We loved those.
I love bottle caps too. The root beer flavored bottle caps.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of good soda talk. Now I want a soda.
I know. I'm getting ready to go have a Coke.
But I also love sparkling water, too.
I don't.
It depends. For some reason.
I've read the funniest things about sparkling, like, drinks. Whenever they're flavored with fruits, it's like people will joke and say, like, LaCroix doesn't. It's like an orange LaCroix. They're like, no, it tastes like you burped orange inside my water. Like, it's like there's no. It's not like a yummy orange drink. Like,
orange,
you need to do that just sets
well,
it up. To
it's definitely
better.
Not an orange soda. But what I was going to say is for. I've tasted many of flavors of sparkling water.
Yeah.
And I'd say orange is one of the better ones. It's the one that, like, they can get a bit more flavor in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think lemon and lime are the ones that really struggle. Like, you don't get much flavor.
I also saw a funny one. It was, like, drinking a fruit-flavored LaCroix. Like, let's say I'm drinking, like, a lime LaCroix. Is like, drinking bubbly water and someone screams lime in the next room over.
I've heard those about, like, White Claws, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't love them. But I also don't love White Claw or anything like that. Trulies are okay.
Yeah, I've always been a Truly guy.
But I don't love that genre. I'd rather just straight up have...
Which is weird for me because I think the reason I prefer Truly over White Claw is for me, White Claw tastes a little more carbonated, like more bubbly.
I agree.
But I love carbonation, so...
I agree. That is an interesting take. I'm the same way, though.
Yeah. You love carbonation, but you think the reason you don't think you like White Claw is because it's
they're
too
so bubbly. It, like, hurts my ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've heard, like, the joke you said. It's like, oh, the flavored White Claws or sparkling water is like, oh, someone yells the flavor in the other room. And then I'm also real to be like, oh, you drink White Claws? Like, how's that TV static taste?
Right.
Especially White Claws. That's
it's overwhelming.
It is. Just...
I also feel that way about Dr. Pepper, too, though.
Agreed.
Dr. Pepper's always super bubbly.
But that's, I think, why I like Dr. Pepper or root beer and stuff, because Cokes, and you know me, we've talked about this in previous podcasts, I can down any beverage.
Yeah.
Whether it's water,
chugs it,
liquor, anything.
Not even intentionally.
So Dr. Pepper or root beer, stuff that has that bite.
Large man, small can.
Yeah. I can just, yeah, those ones, they kind of force you to take your time, because it's just such a, like a
That's bite true. Pump. That's true. So you can respect something like that. It's like a challenge.
Yeah. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Well, you'd hurt yourself to chug one of those.
Yeah, a lot of burps.
Yeah.
In the future.
That's painful.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I'm glad we had such a good discussion over our sodas. I'm so excited to have a little soda pop.
Yeah.
An oat soda.
Shout out Ben Schultz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about this pod?
I don't think so. We didn't go to the drive-in.
Yeah, you weren't feeling the best.
It's all my fault.
Eh, it's okay. We might still go tonight. We might impulse go tonight. You never know us. Yeah, we just have to draft your fantasy football team from there, but you can do it on your phone.
Oh, we're not going to, like, video call or anything?
I don't know what their plan is.
Okay.
They probably want to do that, but we can still do that from the drive-in.
Okay.
We'll find a way.
Okay. I would love it to go.
Cool. Yeah, what else do we do this weekend?
Really nothing. We really did. We had a really, like, chill weekend. Friday, we just stayed home.
No, we went to an aquarium.
Oh, you're right. Friday, we stayed home and we watched... Or no, that was, yeah, okay, Saturday, I don't know what we did Friday, I think we just stayed home and watched The Office, but Saturday we went to the aquarium. I really wasn't feeling well, but...
You weren't feeling well Friday either, which is why we had a chill night.
Right, so I started to kind of, like, shape up Saturday morning, because I was like, I still want to have a good day. I had plans to see my mom, and I had to cancel them, because I just, like, really was not feeling well. But then I kind of took a shower, pulled myself together, and I was like... Can we go to the aquarium? I really want to go. I'd had tickets for a while, so I wanted to go. And I was just trying to pull myself together and pretend like I was okay. We went to the aquarium. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really crowded.
If it was less crowded, it'd be a lot more fun.
I had fun there.
I did, it too. Was,
yeah, let's see. What were some of the highlights?
Otters, always. But we didn't really even... Well, we got to see them for a bit. They're just so much, like, hasty. I just have this horrible thing where I'm so annoying that every time we go anywhere, I, like, have to say, like, that looks like Hasty.
Yeah, you do it a
lot. I'm like, oh, that's Ramsey.
More Hasty,
though. Or I'll say, it's us. If there's, like, two animals snuggling, I'm like, it's us.
But, no, it was fun. It was hot and it was crowded, but it was overall fun.
I know I do it a lot, so now I do it, like, almost as, like, a joke, like, ironically, to do it, like, way too much. Like, there'll be, like, a piece of trash on the floor. I'm like, Hasty.
She does look like a piece of trash right now.
I know. So adorable.
But no, it was a good time. It was funny when, so it was closing at 5:30 because we were, yesterday was, like, it was a very much 1 foot in, 1 foot out day where you weren't feeling that good. So it was like, are we going to make this a day? We're going to go out and do something or not? And then finally you were like, okay, let's go to the aquarium. And I was like, you started baking brownies and stuff. And then it was like 3:30 or so. I was like, you know, close at 5:30, right? And you're like, oh, crap, let's go. I'm like, okay.
I'm such a nightmare to deal with. I'm like sick and I'm like making brownies. And I'm like, let's go to the aquarium. Yeah.
So it was fun. But it was funny because we finished going through everything and then we were trying to find like the panther, the feline.
The cat.
So we went back up to the top because it said it was at like the upper level. Mm-hmm. So we went up the elevator to the top and it was empty up there. And we're like, wow, because it was getting close to closing time.
This is
great. We're like, wow, now we can go see everything more closer because the crowds are all gone. And then we just get approached by this worker there. It was like this 60-year-old lady who was nice but gave me like somewhat Karen vibes.
Oh.
And she was just
super
like.
Super Karen-y.
Yeah, but she was like helpful though.
Yeah, but that's only because I like appealed to her Karen-ness. I'm like, could you help me?
Yeah, it was just really funny because we got up there and then she's like, I didn't even hear. She said some stuff at first I didn't hear. She was probably saying like, oh, we're closing. Like, everyone has to leave. So she was like, you can either take the stairs down or the elevator and I'll follow you out. And we're just like, oh, awkward.
Yeah, I was like, no, actually, could you show me where this is? Like, we really want to see this. So, like, we really need your help. And I think her instincts, her, like, know-it-all instincts kicked in. She's like, oh, I know exactly where that is.
Mm-hmm. Even though it wasn't even there. It was, like, hiding or something.
Yeah, it's so sad. It probably, I mean, it's. I think it's one of those things where it's like they let them have time away from the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that must have been what was happening, but I'm not totally sure. Anyway.
So we watched Hard Knocks on Friday, I think. Was there anything notable? I know a lot of people in the football world that talk about Hard Knocks are saying it's a pretty boring year of it so far.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know how it usually goes, but yeah, I mean, is it weird that I kind of want beef between players?
There was almost a little bit.
I know.
Between CD and Micah.
Yeah.
But this next week's episode coming up on Tuesday, there's going to be cuts.
I was really sad they lost their game.
Yeah, they've lost every game so far in preseasons. But there's going to be cuts, so that'll be interesting to see people getting cut, and I'll be sad.
And Dak doesn't even get to play during preseason.
Mm-hmm. But the drone shot was really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like it took him a lot of tries.
Probably.
Just because it was... Just because, like we said, like when they showed the outtake or the bloopers at the end and they showed him messing up on the first obstacle, it's like, there's no way you go from that to a perfect.
Right.
But that was epic.
Tyler and then, loved it. Like, while it was going, he was like, please go in the stadium. And the guy opens the door, he's like, yes!
Well, I thought the coolest one was, like, the going through the truck. Yeah. Just because it's such...
Yeah, you go through the truck.
Just because I can kind of appreciate flying drones. And obviously, people who do it as a full-time job are, like, masters at it. But it's still tough. And... Stuff like that, like going.
He was getting really excited about the drone shot.
Going through the stadium, it's like, yeah, you have to go through the stadium because you want to see it. But going through the truck is such like an unnecessary obstacle to add. Like, I feel like it's one of those things. Like, yeah, this would be epic. And then when he did that first attempt and he crashed into the statue, and then he might have had a few more mess ups. He was like, God, why did I say like let's add this truck in it? But yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
And then you got your first little taste of football yesterday, watching a little bit with me.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
It was like an hour in, and I was like, when is this going to end? He was like, another 3.5 hours. I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes as the football season progresses. It'll become very clear if football is going to be a you try to watch me thing or I go and watch on my own for Sundays.
I mean, it's not like the living room's in the middle of our apartments. Like, it's not like I'm just going to be like.
Yeah, I mean, I could watch in here, though. Like, if it's.
No, you're not. Are you kidding me? You're not doing that.
Okay.
You can watch it in the living room.
Okay.
That way I can, like, check on you and be like, how's it going? And, yeah. Like, I can, because, like, I can sit in the living room and, like, do my own thing on my phone or, like, kind of, like, fiddle around on my desk or, like, whatever it is I'm doing while you watch. Like, I definitely don't want you hiding in here or watching football.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Well, you got a good taste of it yesterday to see.
Yeah.
And that's one game. Whereas next week will be, my Saturday and Sundays are booked next week. Oh, no, not Sundays. NFL games are
I'll get into it when you're into it. You weren't into it this weekend.
True.
But, like, if you're, like, super excited about a game, I'll get super excited. Also, wearing my favorite team shirt today. Go Badgers. What did I say?
On Wisconsin. Yep. So they play next Saturday at 11. So, yeah, next Saturday from, like, 11 a.m. till... bedtime book.
And they say
jump around.
Yeah
But no NFL next weekend, so you next weekend's only one day of the weekend I'll be occupied.
College.
Yeah.
Anyone Saturday. Good playing?
Yeah, a lot of good teams.
Who are you excited for? Oh, they are.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, I was busy thinking about jump around.
Wisconsin plays Penn State at 11. Florida plays Alabama late at night. Thursday night will be booked too. There's good games Thursday night. That's date night. So I won't.
I thought Wisconsin was playing Thursday night, or is Minnesota?
Minnesota plays Thursday night against Ohio State.
Minnesotan.
And I'll want to watch that game, Ohio State versus Minnesota.
Okay, that's fine. What time is that?
Probably like 7 p.m.
Interferes with our date night.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go to like a sports bar.
Well, we're going to have to change date night anyways because Thursday night football's a thing. So Thursday night NFL game.
Ugh, why? Is that a thing?
Because
they have a whole day of the week besides that.
Yeah, but they need more. There's Monday night football too.
Okay, then can we have Friday night?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
All that's on Friday nights for high school football. I don't care about that.
Okay, Friday night, date night.
Perfect. Got that figured out. All right, let's finish up the pod with the Boston Rob shout out. You can go for that.
Hey, Robbie McTobby. We love you. I'm feeling a little discouraged, Rob. Okay, we've been trying to get you on the pod. And I've got a lot of questions for you. Not a lot, just a decent amount. We're not going to take up too much of your time, bud. We're wanting you on the pod. We love you. This isn't me begging or anything. It's just maybe a little begging.
And there you have it. Balls and Holes, Episode 7, presented by Backseat Coach. Thank you all for listening or watching. Mm-hmm. Give us a like on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars. Leave us a little review. That always helps.
We love the feedback. It actually makes us really happy to see the comments.
Mm-hmm. But follow us on Instagram at Balls and Holes.
Get to see some of the highlights of the pods.
Balls and Holes Podcast. Balls and Holes Pod.
Balls and Holes Pod on everything.
On Instagram and on TikTok. So give us a follow. We work really hard to put those videos up, but we need more engagement.
We would love it.
All right. See you all next week.
Bye.